sick and he's spitting fire and Mike. Got him out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in Fort Minor with top, but a f***ing nihilist porcupine. He's a the type women wanna be within rappers. Hope he gets 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record wishing notice, taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, his is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of that comes out of this kid's throat. He's not your everyday on the block. He knows how to work with wood. He's got making his way to the top.
All right, welcome back. I'm irritated at my computer. I'm sorry. Apparently the rain impacts how fast my computer can react. Matt, you go through this all the time. This computer, I'm going to punch it. I don't think that's going to fix it. I'm going to get the Fonzarelli, though. I'm going to Fonz it and see if it works, like the old jukebox.
Hey!
It is unbelievable how slow our computer is. I mean, we're not that slow. I mean, we are slow, but we're not this slow. Gracious. I mean, it's still searching. It's still searching. Angry.
Just ask Bill.
You know what, Mr. I don't run.
Bill can answer whatever you want to know.
Mr. I don't run my own board. You have no idea. You got no point of reference. You have no clue what I go through. You have no idea how I suffer for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's like church. I don't run the board either. So, you know, what are you going to do?
The board.
We're getting a good soaker out there, people. The grass is going to be nice and lush.
I can't.
Referring to the rain.
Yes.
Wow, finally. That's good. Way to go. Way to go. Glad you could make it.
Well, you got a lot of anger you're carrying around over there, my friend.
Just take a deep
games
breath.
Games between powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him.
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all.
The Zone's weekly football picks are brought to you by NYPD Pizza.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football.
NYPD Pizza is your football connection, with TVs on every wall and a huge projection screen.
Winning isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Don't miss a play. Come on out for great food and drink specials, including a full bar. NYPD Pizza, across from the ranch on Highway 10.
My wife said, babe, are you going to drive a Corvette? I'm like, I don't think this is a Corvette town, babe. I do think this is a Jeep town, though. So I found a Jeep. It's all nice. You're not going to like it because it's gray. I know a lot of people don't like the gray color.
Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should in the Zone.
All right, it is 12:10. Time for picks. Hawk fan on line one, please hold on because we have a member of the United States Congress on the Stickies hotline as we get ready for our NYPD picks.
My man.
Representative Tim Griffin joining us in the Zone. It is an honor, sir, on a rainy day to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm at the airport in the ordering line. Fuddruckers just got me a half-pound buffalo burger.
All right.
I'm ready to pick.
You're ready to pick? You got it all worked out? Where are you going?
I'm going to go on the fly. I'm coming home, thank the Lord.
I figured you'd be driving up to Piscataway for the game.
Oh, man, let me tell you. I got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and we will watch the game as a family.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. So what's going on in Washington these
Not
days?
Not much these days.
I mean, you know.
Is Vickery in there?
Yes, good
morning. Unfortunately for you,
oh,
yes.
Yes,
good morning.
Hey, let me tell you. So I was doing this interview on Wall Street Journal about some budget stuff or whatever. On a radio, and the guy says, "Well, as we close out, let's go to a light moment." And I go, "Go Hawks!" And he goes, "How did you know?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "I went to Rutgers."
And oh,
I said,
really?
"Well, look," I said, "Well, look, you're going to lose this weekend, but take heart, you won last year."
Right.
that was the end of the interview.
That's that sounds like a kind of a peek into your picks,
say.
Maybe.
Little.
So,
the window.
You want to talk some politics before we get into the fun stuff or not?
I do not.
Okay, perfect. I don't really
there you
either.
Go.
I don't even know what I would
there
ask.
There you go. You've got to like a congressman that doesn't want to talk politics. It's about football.
You know, before we do move on to the Razorbacks and some of the FBS games we're going to pick, I do want to give a pat on the back to the Hendricks Warriors.
How about that?
Back up and running.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And by the way,
yeah.
I was going to say, you also spent some time at Tulane, mm-hmm. and that football program seems to be rebounding. They got a win over Louisiana Tech last weekend. So,
Yes, I was down there. When I was there, we played as a we played in the Superdome, and man, when you only got like 10 people in the Superdome, you can get all kind of funny echoes going. You can fly remote control helicopter. You do all kind of stuff because there's nobody. It's a huge place. You don't even know the game's going on. It's just like way down there below you. It was a bizarre experience that one time I went.
That one time. Well, let's go into our picks for the week. Mack Brown is maybe looking for a job. Maybe he can run for office because it worked for Tom Osborne. He is not probably going to be the head coach at the University of Texas next season. They are hosting Kansas State.
Over.
And for Mack's sake, I hope that he does not suffer yet another home loss.
Anybody but Texas, Kansas State.
Wow, that's an emotional
Kansas
pick.
State.
An emotional pick from the congressman.
Well, look, you got to get him while he's down. Let's just finish it. Anybody but Texas.
Right. Take him off life.
What about
support.
If they were hosting Tulane this week? Would you pick Tulane?
If who was hosting Tulane?
If Texas was.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What about if Hendricks traveled to Texas this week? Would you pick Hendricks?
I'd pick Hendricks.
Okay, just checking.
In fact, I'd double down on Hendricks.
Does anybody want to make a case for – we want to talk about a guy who has been around the block more than Mack Brown even. Bill Snyder.
Bill Snyder.
What an unbelievable coaching tree, an unbelievable amount of success at Kansas State in both his stints there.
And he does those Allstate commercials now. Or those whatever those – no, those automobile commercials.
Yeah, the discount double
him?
Check.
I thought, wow, he's that's kind of odd that he's
–
No, that was somebody else.
Tongue firmly
Listen,
planted in cheek.
I appreciate the congressman's pick there, an emotional pick, but Justin,
yeah.
I like Texas. Texas
well,
to right the ship.
You mean you think Texas will win? You don't like Texas.
I like Texas. Why do we have – look.
I know you have a business in Austin.
We play in the SEC now. We play a better brand of football. We're a better football team consistently than
Can't
Texas.
Can't we still
Those
hate
days
Texas?
Are gone. I find it hard to hate Texas anymore. Simply because I know now you play them 10 times, we'll win at least 5 or 6, maybe 7.
Back that was a thoughtful, rational discourse.
Yes.
I hate Texas.
And listen, it would be much easier to like Texas if I didn't know so many Texans.
Here's the thing for me.
Yes, I agree with the congressman.
Listen.
What is that?
You know what that means? My Buffalo Burger's ready. I'm taking this big old
oh my God.
Original toaster. Vibration thing up
yeah.
to the counter and get my burger. Hang on.
Okay.
Y'all go ahead.
If you need a bathroom break,
man,
please hang on.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Yeah. What'd y'all say?
I don't know.
Never mind.
Don't you feel sorry for the person next to him on the flight back? Honestly.
Sooner or later, Texas's talent has to win out. They got to win this game.
Okay, I'm going to take Texas.
I like Texas. I like Texas.
Here's the thing about this, though. This has become the new A-State for you, Pigskin, and me.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when Steve Roberts was the head coach at ASU, they always looked like they were going to win. We always rooted for them because, A, they looked like they would win, and, B, they were the favorite in the game.
And they never did.
Inevitably, they would lose, and they would screw up our picks every week.
Every week, and he keeps making us pick Texas.
But Mack Brown is the new Steve Roberts, and I love Coach Roberts, and I love Mack Brown. Two of the greatest men you'll ever meet in your life.
Mack Brown. Will be at Cabot next year with Coach Roberts.
That will not.
He'll be an assistant at Cabot.
That's not a good Kansas State team, though.
No, it's terrible. They lost the Dakota.
They're not terrible. They're just not very good.
Anything can happen.
They lost Calvin Klein.
They beat.
They got Halston playing quarterback.
Right, I was going to say they went with Jean-Paul Gaultier at quarterback.
The team also beat Louisiana by more of a margin than Arkansas did. Not that I want to compare scores. I'm just saying they're not terrible. They had a bad week against a great FCS team.
Nevertheless,
okay. Texas. Michigan State's at Notre Dame this week. Pigskin, I lean on you as our Big Ten go-to guy. No offense, Congressman. You know I respect your opinion the most, but
yeah.
I want to get a little insight.
Michigan State has a bunch of pipe-hitting killers on defense.
Oh, man.
They are brutal on defense.
Marcellus Wallace starting at middle linebacker.
They are the other brutal on offense. They're horrible. Notre Dame is a little more balanced. Notre Dame's at home. I think Notre Dame wins and covers.
Okay.
I don't want to go medieval on anyone then if we're going to go old school movie references. But I like the Golden Domers at home.
As a congressman who lives a Spartan lifestyle on the road in D.C., sleeping on his own couch in order to cut down costs for the taxpayers,
yes.
Representative Griffin, how do you feel about this particular matchup? Are you going Spartan?
I'm going Michigan State.
Of course.
I get so tired of seeing Notre Dame in great TV slots playing loser teams and losing.
You know, I love two picks in a row.
Last weekend, I watched them play Purdue. Now, I know they ultimately won that game, but I was like, why are they even on TV?
That's a fair question.
So, two picks in a row.
Emotional.
Totally logical, totally broken down and analytical. No passion at all.
Not at all.
No
emotional.
Heart in any of these picks.
And here's the answer to that, Congressman. They're on because there are over 1 billion Catholics worldwide. That's why they're on TV.
I'm all for that. And
when you got a billion Baptists, then Wachita will be on, but they're not. So.
No, hey, let me tell you, there's a lot of Catholics that go to the University of Arkansas and a lot of other great schools.
A lot of Catholics that voted for you in the last election, so just
big
with the Catholics. That's right. Good conservative brethren. That's right. All right.
All right, okay. The game tonight, Boise State, Fresno State. At Fresno, a Fresno team that many people think would go undefeated. A lot of people love Boise, like Boise normally is obviously very good. They did get blown out in the first game by Washington.
Yeah, that's a good Washington
team. As Bill and I correctly
about.
Predicted,
yes.
I would like to reiterate.
The way I predicted Alabama.
Thanks a lot.
Congressman, Boise State, Fresno State.
Boise State.
Okay, he's going to the potato eaters. I like it.
Give me Fresno State. I like them on the coast this year.
I'm going Boise. Bill's going Fresno.
They play with that stupid V on the back of their helmet.
Hey,
that's
I'm
where the
put some ketchup. I'm gonna put some ketchup on my burger.
Pigskin.
Fresno.
Fresno. Okay.
Fresno. There we go.
All right. I'm on Boise Island.
You are on Boise Island.
ASU on the road this week. You picked the other two state schools. You're gonna go with Arkansas State at Memphis. Arkansas State is actually a 4-point road favorite this week. Congressman?
Yeah. I always have to go with my. Arkansas, I think it's going to be a great game, but I think Arkansas is going to win it. I've been impressed with Arkansas.
Arkansas State.
Them too.
Yes.
Yeah, Arkansas State. I know. I hear you.
They're like Louisiana Lafayette. They want to be just known as the University of Arkansas now.
I think our fine rep is just picking who he wants to win.
Right.
Okay. I don't ever do that.
Okay, well, who do you want to win and who do you think will win?
I want both of them to lose, but they can't lose.
You want Arkansas State to win, right?
No, because I'm still mad at them about missing up
my picks
when Roberts was there. I've not forgotten this.
There have literally been three coaches since then. Move
I'm
on.
Still very bitter about this. I say Memphis pulls the shocker in that big sombrero they play in Memphis.
In his defense, he's still mad at Lloyd Carr, and that was three coaches ago, too.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you're in East Arkansas and you go to this game, you go to the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, Tennessee, pull your stereo out and put it on the hood of your car. That way they won't break your window when they steal it. Because there'll be four or five muggings, several breaking, lots of cars broken into.
You better stay out of Memphis, man. A marked man.
It's
after
the Liberty
that
Bowl, I'm telling you.
So is that an ASU pick?
I like ASU to win this. That picks Memphis.
By the way, they are a 4-radio favorite in this particular game. So
yeah,
4-stereo favorite.
So I'm on Josh Pastner Island.
And I love Josh Pastner and his beautiful curly hair.
Okay.
This is a game I never thought we would pick, but Missouri's part of the SEC now. So Missouri's traveling to Indiana for no apparent reason. Which contingent of representatives do you like less? I want you to pick that way.
Well, here's the deal. My best friend up here is Todd Young of Indiana. He represents Bloomington, but as I just told him a few minutes ago, I'm going with Missouri. I'm SEC. I'm Arkansas first. I'm SEC second. And, you know, Missouri's not really the South, it's not the South at all. And I was really disappointed they were added to the SEC, but they're now here in the family, and it's sort of like that, you know, that brother-in-law, that sister-in-law, that it's in law, you know, you just got to have it. Yeah. So I'm pulling for Missouri.
Okay. Gentlemen?
Indiana's awful. Missouri wins.
You really don't like Indiana.
Indiana stinks.
This is it for what's his name?
You don't think they'll score 70, do you?
No.
Okay.
They might score 17.
I think Missouri wins. What's the coach at Indiana? What's his name? He's been there. This is the third year.
Oh, it's Kevin Wilson.
Yeah,
it's Bob Stoops, old guy.
Yeah, the old Oklahoma. He was a Burroughs Award winner.
He was.
In fact, he might have been the first Burroughs Award
winner. Good assistant coach, lousy head coach. No, you can't win at Indiana.
Never heard that before.
Well, they ought to try to get the award back.
And last but not least, you mean like they with Reggie
Bush? I like
Bush?
Missouri, yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, Arkansas traveling to Rutgers. Tim Griffin, the fine congressman, would be watching it with his family in the comfy confines.
Arkansas by 10.
Wow, Arkansas by 10. All right, Pigskin, Bill.
I think Paulie Walnuts shows up at Rutgers. I think he gives a good halftime speech. I think Rutgers comes out, pulls out a win in the fourth quarter.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, Bill?
No, I like the Hawks.
Okay.
I like the Hogs. I think this is one of these things. They run the ball well. This idea that somehow Rutgers' defense is good against the run, they played teams that don't run the ball. So, of course, their defense is good against
the run. But Arkansas doesn't pass the ball, so what if they do stop the run?
But I think this is one of these things that – and by the way, the Rutgers' offense totally changes this week, too. I don't know that their quarterback played. He's in worse shape than the Allen kid is.
Gary Supernova?
Yeah. Aldo Nova? Sure, yes. I can see that
happening. It's just a fantasy. Don't get Tim Griffin started on Aldo Nova.
Fantasy. That's about 1984. See?
Look at that. Bringing up the 80s references.
Oh, the man knows.
Love it.
Well, have a safe trip back. It's really garbage here weather-wise today. I hope you have a safe, not very bumpy flight on the way in. But enjoy the time with your family this weekend. Thank you for all your work in Washington. And let's get you in studio someday.
Dude, I will come down there so fast.
Don't threaten me.
I just tell me when. Okay. I love it, and as I do want to talk some rock and roll. Wait! I want to tell you, the lead singer of Damn Yankees and Night Ranger, Jack Blades, is a friend of mine.
Jack Sister Blades,
you know that he's
Sister
coming into
Christian.
Town.
Nice.
He's coming into town. I want to bring him by the studio, let him play some acoustic.
Okay, done.
And maybe you can get that good Republican Ted Nugent on there too.
Hey, it's his best friend.
There you go.
He's got a sweet, sweet voice.
Him and Tommy Shaw.
Love it.
Hey, sing along. You know the words.
Grand illusion, baby. Grand illusion. That's what I say about Pelosi every day. The grand illusion.
Congressman, sing along if you know the words.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Little Demi Yankees.
Can't.
Good. Good.
Come on, Bill. Oh, I love this one.
Just give me a little Damn Yankees.
Okay, hey, listen, he will do that live.
When is he performing?
He's at the fair.
Huh?
Sometime.
Hey, performing at your studio.
No, when is he? Where is he playing here? Is he playing at the Rev Room?
No,
they're playing at the fair the next night. It's going to be October the 5th. He's flying in the 15th with his wife. The concert's the 16th. We're going to kick it. We might go down to Faded Rose or something.
Oh, that's good.
We'll all get together. It's going to be awesome.
Can he still hit those high notes?
Oh, yeah, he can still do it. He can
awesome.
Still do it.
All right, Congressman, have a safe trip back. Thank you for the time.
Dude, I'm going to go tight roll some pants. Think about the 80s.
All right, enjoy that.
See ya.
Be
all
careful.
Right,
he's not kidding about that.
I know.
He's not kidding about the Night Ranger thing. It was one of the more bizarre situations I've ever been in is watch the two of them together.
Yeah, when I said off the cuff, you know, with the representative, I didn't know it was off the pant cuff.
Oh, no.
He's going roll
jeans. When you brought up Aldo Nova, I knew exactly what was on the man's mind.
I didn't bring it up. He did. That was the pigskin, if anybody did. All right, our friends are here from NYPD Pizza. I appreciate you all very, very much for being patient, but we don't get a U.S. congressman in very often, so thank you for that. I appreciate y'all swimming in here from West Little Rock. I mean, that's... It's dangerous business out there today.
It is. It is rough, man. But we need the rain, so I'm not going to complain.
Teresa, you have your coconut bra on over there over your NYPD shirt.
Always.
I'm sure you heard the announcement this week. Jimmy Buffett's coming to town.
Yes.
So you got to get dolled up and ready to roll. We're going. We're going to have a good time. Are you guys in on Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Listen to Jimmy Buffett.
This isn't exactly an island kind of day, but, you know. We can listen to
his
I
don't
music.
Know. Sometimes on the island it's rainy like this. So.
I guess. But it usually only rains for like 30 minutes or an hour. So.
Yeah, I think this is an all day or today.
What did y'all bring in today?
We brought the Carnegie Hall in. It's a chicken bacon ranch. Some tomato added to it. It's
chicken
really, really,
really
good.
Bacon ranch.
You got it. Mm. And then the meat lovers that we brought in for you that you guys always seem to really enjoy.
Yes, we do. That's not an act. give me an update on the Blind Pig. Where are we?
Well, we are shooting for our grand opening the first weekend in October, if everything continues to go as planned.
Okay. I think that's the Florida game. That's when Arkansas is out of town, I think. So.
Yep.
I guess, all right. That'll be a Friday. You want to open on a Friday? Is that the goal?
That's our goal.
Okay.
That's the fifth, right?
I have it actually right here on my notes in my promotions calendar that Roger Scott will be out there hanging out. On that
he
particular
will be.
Day.
That's right.
He's going to come hang out with us for a little while. We're going to have a great time. You should come
so
out.
So he's either going to be out there eating and drinking or he's going to be out there sweeping up sawdust if it's not quite ready yet.
That's right. One or the other.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever we need him to do.
Yeah. Do you guys have any rainy day specials today?
Delivery. I think it's going to be our big
Ooh,
thing
I think
today.
That would be awesome. What's the delivery area?
We have about a what is it, 5.5 mile radius?
A little over 5 mile radius.
Okay. So the folks that live in those neighborhoods around there, you got to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
This is definitely a delivery kind of day.
No doubt.
And we'll have the game tomorrow, so come out and see us.
Very good.
And as always, wear your Razorback shirt and get free garlic knots. So $5.
Doing that again? I thought that was a one-time only deal.
No, we're going to do it every game.
Yeah, every game. Okay.
It seemed to be a good hit. So.
Yeah.
The great thing is we want to thank all of our customers. We want to thank you guys at The Buzz for letting us come over and hang out and have a good time.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate everybody that's come back and tried us again and give us a second chance to really improve what we've done and show them how we're going to make things better for them.
What's the fair going to be in the new place?
The fair?
Food-wise?
We're going to have brisket. We're going to have pork loin. We're going to have steak.
Good thing the pig's blind. You won't even see it coming. You're going to serve them all up in a number of different ways.
That's right, boy. Any way we can. The pig is going to be sliced and cooked. And we got, of course, our signature cheese dip that we're going to have and salsa that is to die for. So lots of appetizers.
Okay.
And lots of drink menus.
Big drink menu, lots of sandwiches on the menu, a couple sandwiches on the menu, some soups. Salad.
Are you the drink connoisseur, too? I mean, the guy that whips up, are you the apothecary in the drink department?
No, I can't say that.
Do you have a drink specialist on staff?
We have one on staff, definitely do.
Who is that? You want to give
a
shout out?
John? John Taylor, he's on staff.
John Taylor, he's my front of the house manager. He does a great job with our drinks.
He's the drink doctor.
Oh my gosh, he's come up with a list and names that are just phenomenal.
Mixologist?
Yeah,
mixologist. Thank you.
There you go.
I said apothecary, but he will cure what ails you, and he'll serve it up in a 10-cup chalice for you.
That's right. We're going to have neat little mason jars.
Yep. Oh, okay. That'll be fun. I like that.
It's going to be a cool atmosphere.
I'm excited. So. Speaking of pork, Hog Fan, line one. Hello? He gave up. It's a long segment, admittedly. I apologize. Joe?
Yes?
Go ahead, my friend.
Got a little information on Mac Brown. I was in the airport in Dallas last weekend, and I happened to be sitting behind a Texas alumni that was talking on the phone about Mac Brown. And he said this year will be Mac Brown's last year. Said it doesn't matter if he wins, loses, or what he does, because if he stays one more year, he will probably break Darrell Royal's win record, and they won't have that at Texas.
Oh.
But they said he is gone. Okay. Doesn't matter what he does this year.
Aren't they talking about him going in, probably going up as a GM somewhere?
Who?
Yeah.
Mac Brown?
Moving into a fundraising role.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, some sort of administrative position, yes.
Where he's doing more relaxed than he is working.
Right. That's it. Could happen to you, pal.
I'll take it.
You better keep slinging good food or it could happen to anybody.
Can you give me a little ETA on that kind of
thing? Well, I hope never, because every time you come in, we're happy. So, 12:30, going to take a timeout, come back, and we'll do some birthday trivia with our folks from NYPD. We also have the Maddie Minute and the Zone Rewind. It's going to be a busy 30 minutes, so we'll do a quick birthday trivia and let you all get out.